fucking weekend. Baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
Yeah, we're bounce, bounce, bouncing into it. It's Friday, September 25, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. And Dean Richards has his Friday entertainment suggestions. But first, a celebrity lawsuit. Well, we love these, Dean.
We do love these, especially when they're involving people you would never think would be involved in any kind of legal feud. But it turns out that the Doobie Brothers are threatening to sue Bill Murray. Because apparently Bill Murray used one of the Doobie Brothers songs, Listen to the Music, for a commercial that he is in for a line of golf clothing. The attorney for the Doobie Brothers say that it's a fine song. I know you agree because you keep using it in your ads for zero hucks given golf shirts. But they are saying that you have not paid to use it. They say that the only one that's using our client's music without permission more than you is Donald Trump. So that is going on right now. I will keep an eye on this, but you can't. We've been saying this for a year. You can't use people's music without permission, without paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like, you know, people are, and sometimes they stop when they get a letter from a lawyer, and sometimes they just completely ignore it and keep doing whatever they feel like doing.
If people feel like going out tonight, this Gildas Club event is going to be nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually a virtual event, though. So,
oh, okay.
You don't even have to go out. You can stay in your bathrobe for this one. It's an event that is being put on for Gildas Club by Second City. So there's going to be all kinds of entertainment that is involved in comedy. But they have a whole lineup of great silent auction items, food and wine and different experiences. I think one of the premier events on this list is the opportunity to play golf with Dr. Kevin Most, who you hear on the radio all the time. Because I figure, how often can you, go out and shoot 18 holes and also get a hernia check at the same time on the golf course?
Why not?
Yeah.
Let's talk about some new music. Smashing Pumpkins have something out, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, Billy, Chicago's own Billy Corgan and the Pumpkins have actually put out two new songs. They're going to be from an album that will be coming out on November 27th. I think that Joe may have a clip for us to
yes.
hear.
Yes, here it is. Smashing Pumpkins.
Whichever way you start, take a diamond, slice it through your heart, and watch what color bleeds. Test with sweetness, decimation stains, for an amorata.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's called Confessions of a Dopamine Addict. I'm not kidding. That's really the name of the song.
Oh, Billy, Billy, Billy.
Billy's the playful character. I don't know. Are we able to go to that other cut, Joe, or do we need to?
Yeah, we have more music. We have the most music more often on the Big 72.
More Music Friday
yep.
with Smashing Pumpkins, and this one is called Wrath.
Oh, okay. Oh. No, I was thinking we have the Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, well, we can go to that one, too.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, Springsteen has new music out, a new album that's called Letter to You, and here is your title track.
There's mango trees I pulled up by the sun thread. Got down on my knees, grabbed my pen and bowed my head. Tried to summon all that my heart finds true and send it in my letter to you.
Yeah, I like that one too.
He can do no wrong. Bruce Springsteen can do no wrong. He sounds so great. He is 71 years old now. Not that, you know, that's anything. But listen to this man, rocking and rolling with the best of them.
Yep.
Still after all of these years. So after the show today, I'm going to run down to Sears. That's where I buy all of my records. I like to get some hot cashews and some records when I go down to the Sears.
Yeah, that's a nice weekend for Dean Richards.
Yeah, if I can even find a Sears that's still open.
Celebrity lookalikes, by the way. Check this out next time you have a chance to look at a current picture of Bruce Springsteen and a current photo of John Records Landecker.
Oh.
Yeah, joined at the hip.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to look at them side by side, but yep. You just mentioning that, mm-hmm. I could see that.
Yeah, check that out. Yep. Well, by Sunday night, it's going to turn cool and wet, so we need some suggestions for what to watch at home. Dean?
Yeah, things to be back inside the house. There are a couple of movies that are opening in theaters. I'll tell you about those in a second. They are coming to online platforms, but not quite yet. For example, there is this, I guess you could call it a Sherlock Holmes movie, but Sherlock Holmes is not the star of it. Sherlock Holmes' sister is the star of this movie that's called Enola Holmes, the younger sister of the famous detective. And she is just as clever, just as witty, just as wily as her brother Sherlock, and she takes on the adventure of looking for her missing mother, the family matriarch of the Holmes family. Millie Bobby Brown, who you know best from Stranger Things, stars in this movie. It's her first leading role. She does a great job. Henry Cavill, Superman, plays Sherlock Holmes in this movie. Helena Bonham Carter is great in the movie as well. And that one, I liked it quite a bit. Really good story, great acting. This has got to become a series for it, definitely for young girls, for young women. But it's really a nice family film. I gave it a Dean's List B+, and it's on Netflix right now. There's also a movie that's called The Secret Society of Secondborn Royals. It's a science fantasy action superhero movie about a princess who is second in line to the throne, you know, which is never good because you never ascend, but she happens to have superpowers. So this is another one that's a nice family movie. I haven't seen this next one yet, but it sounds really interesting to me. Not especially a fan of reality shows, but I like this one that is called Haut Dog, Haute, Haute Dog, which pits professional dog groomers against each other for big cash prizes and the title of Top Dog. If you've ever been to any of the dog shows and you see these people who are, you know, super, super serious about grooming their dogs and, you know, top of the line kind of dog stuff. Or my most exposure to this is the movie Best in Show, which I'm hoping that's what the series is like. Best in Show. It's streaming now on HBO Max. The Renee Zellweger movie Judy has begun streaming on Hulu and Amazon Prime. I told you the other day about these two Ruth Bader Ginsburg movies that have been re-released both on demand and also in theaters. The documentary RBG and also the feature film On the Basis of Sex. If you want to learn more about the life and career of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, these are two good picks. So the movie that is opening in select theaters around the Chicago area this weekend before it goes to Netflix in a couple of weeks is one that will ring true for people of a certain age who grew up in Chicago and remember the 1968 Democratic Convention and all of the riots that took place in Grant Park as a result of that. What came of those riots were conspiracy charges against some of the leaders of the protests, the so-called yippies, people like Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin, And, you know, the Bobby Seale, the list went on and on, represented by the lawyer William Kunstler, and held in what a lot of people believe to have been a kangaroo court by Judge Julius Hoffman at the time. It's a real part of social protest history in America. Certainly, a kind of some dark pages of Chicago history from 1968 and 1969. So Aaron Sorkin has taken this story, and he has rewritten the screenplay for it, but tells this story really accurately, really beautifully. It's a great story, and people that he brought into this movie, he not only wrote it, but he also directs the movie. He's got Sacha Baron Cohen as Abby Hoffman. He's got Jeremy Strong from the TV show Succession, just won an Emmy Award the other day, as Jerry Rubin. Frank Langella plays the judge, Julius Hoffman, in this movie. Mark Rylance is William Kunstler. We have Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the movie and Michael Keaton in the movie. It's an all-star cast. This movie has Oscar buzz written all over it, and it's really, really quite good. I gave it a Dean's List A.
Did I get cut out of that movie? Because I recorded a line. This is about a four-second line. There's a gaggle of reporters, I think, around Abby Hoffman, and I'm one of the voices yelling at him.
Out a question?
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm just saying I have a question, or come over here. Yeah.
Now, you would have think that that would have... I would have noticed that.
Well, maybe I was cut out. Imagine that.
I'm going to have to look at the... Hope you got the residual check regardless.
I had written my Oscar speech and everything. All right, that's going to be on Netflix eventually, right?
It is. In order to be considered for Academy Award nomination, it has to be in theaters first. So it's in literally like four theaters around the Chicago area starting today. And then on August the 16th, it'll begin streaming on Netflix. Much of this... much like Bob's one line that he recorded, the actual riot scenes in this movie were filmed in Grant Park. They shot them in exactly the same places where the riots and the confrontation with the police actually took place. So there is a really good Chicago vibe that Aaron Sorkin was very, very respectful to. I did a one-on-one interview with Aaron Sorkin yesterday, and I'm going to share that on my Sunday show this coming weekend.
Lee Weiner, one of the Chicago Seven, is going to talk to us here at about 8:48 this morning.
Perfect.
So that should be interesting.
Perfect.
And I guess I'll be at the theaters looking for myself, or listening for myself, this
Bob
weekend.
Will be signing autographs
right
by the popcorn stand.
Have a good weekend.
See you, Bob.
Thank you, Dean.